Because we're in the heart of Jesus, there's a profound unity between what we are now and how we shall be in our eternal state. On earth, we often find ourselves caught up in the warfare that's raging, with all its challenges and tribulations. But beyond this narrow veil, we shall experience the joy of being crowned with a quality of happiness we can only experience on earth in very short bursts. We've got a long way to go before we're crowned victor, but already the power of Jesus is in our hearts, and that's quite enough to overcome sin and self and Satan. To earn the crown, we must learn to stand in the middle of the battle. Right at the outset of his ministry, the Lord showed St. Paul all the sufferings that would come battering against him. But Paul found ways to redeem one evil situation after another by seeing in each trial the opportunity to seek the Lord and find him turning dark and forbidding situations around. It's no wonder he declared that all things are working together for good for those who love the Lord. I want to call upon the name of Jesus and lay hold of God's power, just as Paul did, refusing to go under when I'm tempted and assailed, because his power can bring about the victory, no matter how great the forces that are arrayed against us. The victory he promises is so wonderful that it makes the struggle entirely worthwhile. If the pressures increase, as they often do, it may well be because we're stripping the kingdom of darkness of its spoils. If the pressures grow less, then it's usually because one of two things is happening. We've either grown spiritually lax and have lost our cutting edge, no longer posing any significant threat to the enemy. Or it's because we've learnt to grasp more fully the concept of dwelling under the shadow of his wing, he with us, and we in him. We may need the wisdom of others as well as the gift of discernment to help us tell the difference here. But in the light of the crown that's waiting for us, surely we'll want to repent for all the times when we fail to trust him. Each lost opportunity may not seem very serious in itself, but those to whom much is given, much is also required. We miss out on so much because our attitude is wrong, or because we don't pay sufficient attention to Jesus' leading. Let's ask the Lord for more of this fruit of the tree of life, and at the same time bring him specific situations that are making us feel weary and overwhelmed even. Let's resolve to see in each one of them a fresh opportunity to unite ourselves still more fully with the Lord Jesus. Every time we align our wills with his in this way, it makes his heart happy and his work that much easier. Don't forget how hard his work is as he toils to draw people to himself. But before we give those difficult situations to him, let me draw your attention for a moment to the start of chapter 4. This is where John is invited to come up higher through a door that stands open into heaven. And we too can get into the habit of practicing looking up to the throne of God, let's say for 30 seconds or so, before we plunge further into prayer or back into our daily pursuits. It's amazing how much God can accomplish in those 30 seconds. Let's practice it. Know for a fact that Jesus, the glorious conquering King on his throne, who orders the whole of creation and who sustains all things by his mighty power, loves you with a love that's unique to you and which is just that little bit different from the love he bears for anyone else. That's such an amazing thought, and it's neither imagination nor sentiment. We're promised a place in His kingdom and His glory, and it's precisely because we're prepared to share in both the power of His resurrection and in the fellowship of His sufferings that we're destined to reign with Him for all eternity. That's why we can do far more than simply bring our difficulties to Him. We can speak to these mountains in His name. So rather than being afraid of dark nights and difficult experiences, let's lift these things to Him together and release His power into them.